Have you ever thought about the number of veils that covers us? Think about it. Many of us have a veil that we wear at work. We have a veil that we wear at the church. We have one that we wear around our family. And we even have a private veil that no one gets to see us wear. And many of us wear a veil to cover up the shame, whether we do it in private or in our relationships or before God. We wear many different veils to prevent us from seeing the light of day. That prevents us from seeing if we're actually walking upright before God. But make no mistake about it. The tint of a veil is to allow us to do things in secret and not in the light. So our shame is not exposed. But the sooner we get it exposed, the better our relationship is between us and God and with each other. So let's receive the message, the veil, as we're led by the Spirit of the Lord today. As humans, we have this habit of using a veil to disguise ourselves from others. And sometimes we get so good at it that we even disguise who we are from ourselves. Like Tamar, who did when she disguised herself as a prostitute, covering herself up with a veil so she could trick her father-in-law into sleeping with her. We use a veil to get what we want, to deceive others, to carry out our sins. And each one of us at one time or another have worn a veil to conceive things. We do this even though we know that God is the one who gave us life, who showed us kindness, who watched over us. We may think that we're innocent, but if we're exposed, that's what we kept covered up. We'll see that we're not. See, the Lord sees that which is unveiled and that which is veiled because we're always before Him. Because many of us are wearing veils these days. There are many snares all around us. It's why we're suddenly running to peril. It's why it seems so dark that we cannot see. It's why it seems like we're losing that life. And those who cover themselves up with a veil says that God really doesn't see them. Does he really judge through the veil that is dark? We think this veil is something that God does not see from heaven. With veils on our head, we walk on a path that leads us into sin, though we know God sees us. But God is calling us to unveil ourselves before Him, to be truthful and honest and take off our veils before He has to come against us. And Christ has come to redeem us from this veiled life we live. Go with me to Isaiah chapter 47, verses 2 to 4. See, we can't keep a veil on our head and think we're serving God. It must be removed. It must come off. Isaiah chapter 47 verses 2 to 4 says, take millstones and grind flour and take off your veil. Lift up your skirt, bare your legs and wade through the streams. Your nakedness will be exposed, your shame uncovered. I will take vengeance. I will spare no one. I will redeem, and the Lord Almighty is His name, the Holy One of Israel. See, not only do we put a veil to cover over our shame, when others come against us, we put a veil on their head so they can be paid by God for the shameful thing they do against us. There have been times when you and I have asked God to repay someone who's done us wrong. Much like King David, who prayed that God would place a veil over his enemies so the Lord would repay them as they deserve for what they've done to him. He said, put a veil over their hearts, Lord, and curse them. Do we like to see the bad things happen to our enemies, to those who come against us, don't we? See, veils are very interesting. Because sometimes we don't know that a veil is actually covering our head. We think we're following God's word, that our hearts have not turned away from God, nor have our feet moved from the path that He placed us on. So how could there be a veil over my head covering my face? But we've been taught if we walk up on this earth seeking and living in splendor that God will not be happy with us. We know that the Lord will cut our life short if we continue to disobey His word. We know that our life is fleeting, that the Lord created each one of us. But because of our self-righteousness, we become unclean before God. Because of our self-righteous acts, we become veiled and sin is sweeping us away. Because of the veil of self-righteousness that covers our eyes and ears, the Lord hides His face from us. And wasting away because of our sins done under these veils that we wear. See, many of us don't see the veil that covers our faces, which is causing God not to move in our lives. God says, because of our adulterous and lustful ways, because we indulge in shameless prostitution, because we have forgotten about His ways and turned back to trusting in our own, He will uncover the veil that is covering our faces so we can see our shame. The Lord says, how long will we live with the veil of shame over our faces before Him? See, no matter how you and I feel, when we live with veiled faces, it separates us from God. It's the very reason that Christ Jesus came. And He came and destroyed the veil, but we keep putting it back on. And this veil started when Satan decided to go against God. It caused God to curse the serpent, and the veil was created between him and woman. And God sent His offspring to curse and crush the devil, even though the devil would strike his heel. Because of this veil that separates man from God, Moses was not allowed to see the face of God. He had to stand on a rock and be placed in a cleft and be covered with the hand of God so the glory of the Lord would pass him by. He was not allowed to see God's face, but only His back. See, we have to understand how veils work to keep us separated from God. After being in the presence of God, Moses had to speak to the people with a veil over his face because God's glory was still upon him. But when Moses was in God's presence, he could remove the veil. See, veils keeps us separated from God. And what kind of veil are we wearing these days? You and I got to ask ourselves a question. And we got to take it before God. See, we have to be very careful allowing things of this world and our desires to create a veil that separates us from Christ Jesus. We have to be careful about doing things that we place between us and God that become a stumbling block between us and the Lord. So when we inquire God with a veiled face, He will answer us in a way that we're not expecting. The Lord says, I will place my face against such a person. I will make them a byword and cut them off. The Lord says they will come to know that He is God. So you have to make sure there's no veil covering our face when Christ Jesus returns. When the Lord comes in His glory and sits on His throne, He will gather all nations. And He will separate one from another as a shepherd separates the sheep from the goats. He'll put the sheep, those with unveiled faces, on the right, and the goats with those who have veiled faces on his left. We have to get this. Too much of what we're believing in regarding God is really veiled teaching and practices. If we allow our faith to be veiled, we will perish. Only that which is spoken by God and revealed by Christ Jesus can keep our faces unveiled. Go with me to 2 Corinthians chapter 4, verses 3 to 4. See, we have to get unveiled. It was shameful what we did, but we can't remain blind by a veil. We need to always walk in the light of Christ Jesus so we can have unveiled faces before God. 2 Corinthians chapter 4, verses 3 to 4 says, and even if our gospel is veiled, it is veiled to those who are perishing. The God of this age has blinded the minds of unbelievers, so that they cannot see the light of the gospel of the glory of Christ, which is in the image of God. See, we have to allow all the worldly religious veils to be exposed and removed, because as long as we remain under them, we remain separated from Christ Jesus and God the Father. These veils will exclude us from citizenship and will have us living without hope and living without God in this world. So you have to remove the veils that allows us to do violence when we're still calling ourselves a child of God, which leads us into bad marriages that leads to divorce. We have to get the veils removed so we can guard over ourselves and our spirit and don't break faith with God. And more importantly, we have to get the religious veils moved, like the veil that covers up the truth about the fasting and about who Christ Jesus is and about the Spirit of God and about continuing in our sins and about how God's grace and mercy works. So we receive the reward with unveiled faces before God. So we must remove the veil that creates a speck in our eyes so we cannot see, which allows us to be hypocritical toward others, but allows a plank to cover up our eyes. We must first get the veil that covers our eyes removed before we can help those see the veil that covered up their eyes. Word of God says there's a day is coming. You'll be like a fisherman that pulls up the net full with all kinds of fish. And the angel will separate the good from the bad, the veil from the unveiled. We must get the veil removed. Go with me to Matthew chapter 13, verses 48 to 50. Each one of us have sin. So it's not possible for any of us to say that there's never been a veil over our face. See, if we don't understand this, then we say we don't have a veil over our face, and we're making ourselves out to be a liar. Matthew chapter 13, verses 48 to 50 says, when it was full, the fishermen pulled it up upon the shore. Then they sat down and collected the good fish in the basket and threw the bad ones away. This is how it will be at the end of age. The angel will come and separate the wicked from the righteous and throw them into the fiery furnace where there will be weeping and gnashing of teeth. We can see this separation being demonstrated when the curtain of the temple was torn in two from top to bottom. It represented the veil that existed between God and mankind being broken, being destroyed by Christ Jesus. With the destruction of this veil came freedom and eternal life. For it says many who were dead was raised to life at the resurrection of Christ Jesus. See, Christ did the work to reconcile us to the Father. And we can't allow anything to cause us to cover ourselves up with the same veil again. No trouble, no hardship, no persecution, no sickness, no pleasure, no danger, no enemy should be able to separate us from Christ Jesus and make us put a veil back over our faces. We have to be convinced that neither death nor life, nor angels nor demons, neither present nor the future, nor any powers, neither height nor depth, nor anything else in all creation will be able to separate us from the love of God that's in Christ Jesus and make us put on a veil over our faces again because of the things we want to do in this world, the things we want to carry out in our life. We can't be veiled up again. We can't become veiled because we desire that which is different than God. We can't put on a veil because we want to do something different than what God has planned for our life. We have a responsibility, an accountability to Jesus to remove these veils off our faces and remain unveiled of pleasure, unveiled of greed and prostitution, of religious teaching, of lies and falsehoods and unfaithfulness. We can't decide to take a different path, so we veil ourselves up with the things of this world. We'll miss God's glory and the promised eternal life. We can't spend our time bypassing the work that Christ Jesus did to set us free. We cannot go back to the times of Moses who put on a veil over his face to keep the Israelites from glazing on the radiance of God because of their unwillingness to follow the Lord. We need to remain unveiled before the Lord so our minds don't become dull from religious traditions and practice. See, without Christ, no matter how religious we are, our faces are still veiled. We're missing the spiritual freedom because where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is freedom. Once more, a time is coming where there'll be a shaking of things created as it was when the temple was torn in two. But we who remain with unveiled faces cannot be shaken. We continue to give thanks and worship the Lord in an acceptable way with reverence and in awe. We know that God is a consuming fire and everything will be laid bare before Him. All things will be revealed. Praise God when we have veiled faces, no matter how much we pray, nothing will reach the Lord. Praise the Lord Christ Jesus, and remove the veil that kept us from seeing the Father. So let us praise Him. Thank you, Lord. We couldn't see that religious veil. We couldn't see that veil of greed. We couldn't see that veil of present. We couldn't see that veil of selfish living. No, we couldn't see that veil of boasting that covered up our faces. It wasn't until you touched our hearts, Lord, that we understood that there was a veil covering our prayer. It was not until we sought you through your word that we could see that a veil was covering up the truth. Lord, forgive us. We could not see the veil that was covering our hearts. Lord, we couldn't see the veil about our sexual lifestyle that we live. We couldn't see the veil of greed that we have in our heart. We couldn't see the veil of pleasure that had us running everywhere and doing all kinds of things. We couldn't see that veil of selfishness that cared only about ourselves. God, help us, Lord. Help us to understand what covers our faces so we can get unveiled, so we can see that, God, that veil of doubt that we have in our heart, that veil of fear that keeps us covered up. God, help us to see that the veil of greed and Lord, help us to see that veil of being wanting to be so rich that we can't see nothing but what we want. Such a veil that keeps us covered up, Lord, that we can't receive the truth. We read your word. We listen to the sermons, but Lord, the veil stops it from penetrating. It stops it from going inside of us. We can't apply it. See, we think this word is for somebody else. It's not for us because our faces are veiled. We can't see it. you know it's there. We were blind, our faces were veiled, so we could not receive the truth. Show us how to live with unveiled faces and be free, Lord. Lord, open our eyes and set us free. So with unveiled faces, we can pray, we can worship, we can praise your holy name. So you and I got to see this. No one is without sin. And if you and I have not understood what God was talking about when he talks about revealing and exposing ourselves to the Holy Spirit, then you and I are still walking around with veiled faces. I don't care how much you and I go to church. I don't care how much you and I pray. I don't care how much spirituality you think I have. If you and I have not allowed the Spirit of God through the name of Jesus to work to remove some of the veils that covers us up, you and I are still veiled up. But you and I got to see this. We got to see this. We want this stuff torn down so we can walk in truth and be in the presence of God and feel everything that the Word of God talks about in our lives in this present time today. So that God can work in our lives today when we pray. There are prayers that reaches the throne of God and power released to touch our lives and change our situation. But we got to have unveiled faces for this work. So you and I got to. We got to let that veil be pulled off, that veil of lies that we have covered our face, that veil of falsehood that covers our, it's got to be pulled off of us. It's a mask that we wear, that veil of religiously that we wear when we go to church. You got to take that religious veil off. See, that veil of prostitution, of pleasure has to be ripped off your face so that who you are and what you are at all times are shown before God. That everything and everybody can see who you really are. You don't put on a veil to go to work and a veil to mess with your children and a veil to go to church. You don't be changing and putting on different veils, but that's the way we are today. You and I gotta pull that veil off of our face and be fully exposed. You don't have to worry. Just walk in the truth of the light of Christ. Don't worry about what nobody say. Don't worry about nobody. You don't have to put a veil on and act like something. But you can let the truth of God be in you. Who you are right now can be changed. Who you are right now, God can take hold of you and change your life and change you into the person that God wants you to be. But you can't go with veiled faces before God. You and I got to let our faces be unveiled. And what's in us has to be exposed so we can be changed and transformed before God. When unveiled faces, we need to seek you, Christ. Help us, Father. Help us, Lord Jesus. Lord, we just all veiled up today. We can't see, we don't hear, we wonder why you're not working in this world today. Help us to understand with unveiled faces, with a pure heart, and we can seek you. We can find you as your word says. And you are moving our lives, God. But Lord, we got to take it off. Lord, it's been there all my life, Lord. Lord, I want to walk in the truth and the light, God. I need you to help me. If I can't see it, God, identify it for me. I need you to pull this veil off of me, God. I don't want to be fake. I don't want to be fake, God, no matter what situation I'm in. I want to walk in the truth. I don't care what nobody else think of me. I don't care what they believe about me. You know the truth, God. This is about how you see me. That I can stand before you in prayer. That I can stand before you with my hands lifted up. That I can lie before you prostrate. And when I pray with unveiled faces, you will receive my prayers and answer my prayers, God. It's the only way you and I can be effective in what God has called us to do. We got to pull it all off and take it all down. And before God, with unveiled faces, praise his name. Thank you, Father God. Thank you, Lord Jesus, for teaching me about having an unveiled face before you. In Jesus' name, amen.